News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And welcome, North State. This is Trish Clark. We're sitting in this morning for Carl and Linda, who are out doing wonderful things. And we're just getting here in this brisk, brisk morning. You all know how I feel about early mornings, so this is a real stretch doing this all by myself. But I welcome you, and we're going to talk about some interesting things today. And this weather is getting us all up and brisk, and we're just ready to go. So we're going to go first to Susan Eastman at Wells Fargo. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are rallying this morning after the unemployment rate dropped to 7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 133 points at 15,955. The S&P 500 is positive 13 points at 1799. And the NASDAQ Composite has advanced 24 points at 4,058. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America, positive 15 cents at 15.58, JCPenney off 38 cents at $8.47, Rite Aid up 27 cents at $5.89. Over to the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.90% and the 30-year bond 3.93%. For commodities, gold is down fractionally at $1,231 per ounce, silver up a nickel at $19 an ounce, and crude oil, excuse me, I need to get that figure for you, is I'm going to have to give that figure to you later. I lost my oil board. Anyway, that's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Listen for the Wells Fargo Minute weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05. Here, it's brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. You know, this market is fluctuating all over the place right now, so we need experts who can advise us in our investments. And certainly you can get that information and call them at 245-7581. Okay, and whoa, it's brisk this morning, 28 degrees. That's cold. That's cold. And we're looking for it to continue that way. They're saying snow, possibly mixed with rain, mainly after 4 p.m. today. High near 43, calm winds. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Snow tonight, low around 27 degrees. Ooh, and that's continuing all the way into the weekend. On Saturday, the storm will move through, with mostly sunny with a high near 43, but again down to that low of 19 on Saturday night. So it's not getting warm anytime soon. Between being up at 5:30 in the morning and having it 28 degrees, ooh, this is not a good thing. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. 547-3943. Our friends are warm friends. It's family owned and operated. They give senior discounts and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 547-3943.
So, you know, I feel like most Californians would be mad at me, but I actually want it to snow.
Oh, I think everybody's looking forward to the snow. The problem mostly is with the snow is that the people in Northern California, and don't everybody get all upset with me, they don't know how to drive very well in the snow.
You know, I believe that.
They just, people, come on, if it's going to snow and it's going to rain, let's slow down. Mm. Let's pay attention. This is a little different. You can't stop on a dime. You take your life in your hands because there's just people out there who just think they gotta go that 65 or 70 or...
In Montana, where I'm from, we have to change our tires. We have to put on snow tires. So everyone's at the shop getting ready.
Getting the studs on. I know. You got two sets of tires. I was raised in Idaho.
Yeah. I just can't imagine Christmas without snow.
It's hard to get used to. When I moved away from Idaho, I moved in to the Bay Area. Mm. And I remember my first Christmas so well. The sun was shining. It was shirt sleeve weather. It was the saddest thing I'd ever been through in my whole life. Oh my gosh, this can't be Christmas. It was miserable. Okay, so we have the pet of the week coming up, and then we have a special guest following that, Chief Mike Johnson from the Anderson Police Department. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. If you're like me, finding that perfect gift for my friends and family can be very difficult. Well, as usual, I've got your answer. Why not buy a gift certificate to an NFI Basic CCW, Ladies Only CCW, or CCW Renewal Class? These certificates are available at Sportsman's Warehouse or online at readingccw.com. They're perfect gifts for that gun carrying your life. Want me to send you one in the mail? Call me at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy wishing you a happy holiday season.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Bring us back with a little Christmas music there. That's great.
Yep.
Welcome back. This is Trish Clark. I'm sitting in this morning for Carl and Linda. We're just kind of moving through and kind of keep trying to be warm here. We're joined now with Spencer and we have the pet of the week and we have Paul with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Spencer.
So this morning I brought with me Paul. Paul is a 3-year-old yellow lab mix. He came to our shelter about 2 months ago. He came to us in October as a stray. And unfortunately his people never came looking for him.
Aww.
Paul is a great dog. I brought him this morning just because he's one of my personal favorites. He is full of energy. So, I mean, he is going to require a very active home. But he's just a love. He thinks he is a 10-pound lap dog. If you would let him, he would climb right up on your lap and just lick your face to death. And he's just the most loving dog I think I've ever seen.
He is. He's been here in the studio this morning. He minds very well. He's been playing with all of us. He just wants to go and get everything.
He does. He loves toys. He loves to play fetch with balls. However, he doesn't like to bring them back all the time.
Well, but that's, so he just needs a dedicated child to work with him.
That he does. And speaking of children, we actually have Paul rated for a home with kids 8 and older, which is, that's about the average for a large dog this size. It's not for any aggression whatsoever. It's just because Paul is so active, he could easily knock over a small child and not even know that he did it, you know, just walking by, just his goofy little self, and just bump into him, and he wouldn't even know that he had knocked him over. So
the Labradors, generally speaking, are real good with kids.
Yeah, it's not that he's bad with kids whatsoever. It's just that, you know, his size, and he is very active, so he kind of bounces around when he gets pretty active, and so he could just easily knock over, you know, a two-year-old and not even know that he had bumped into him.
Okay, so how do, if anybody's interested in Paul, and he's a gorgeous dog, he's just sitting here staring at me and being very attentive and very, very curious. How do they go about coming down to see him?
Well, you could come by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call. Our phone number is 241-1653.
Okay, Paul, he's gonna talk with Savannah here, and help do the show, I think. What's going on down at the shelter, Spencer, besides that? Lots of activity this time of year?
We actually don't have any events planned this time of year. We have a couple outreaches that's going to be on the 18th and 19th. We'll go more into detail on that next week. But this weekend, actually tomorrow, we have our volunteer orientation. So anybody that wants to come down to the shelter and help the animals, you know, if you can't own an animal but you still want to interact with them and help them out, we need tons of volunteers. We need volunteers to come down and play with the cats, to walk the dogs, you know, to just give them that human interaction that every animal needs and deserves. And to become a volunteer at our shelter, you have to go through volunteer orientation. So we're actually holding a volunteer orientation tomorrow morning. It runs from 10 till about noon. After you go through that orientation, you're free to come in and volunteer anytime and play with the critters and walk the dogs. And it really does do them a lot of good to just have that human interaction.
Well, and of course, the thing is, when you go and interact, if you don't have an animal in your home, that's a good opportunity to pick out the perfect one for you. I hate to think of the animals being in the shelter through the holidays, and now would be a good time to take one home, as opposed to taking one home for Christmas morning.
Yes. You know, we want to remind everybody, we do not do gift adoptions. So if you're coming down to the shelter and you want to pick out a cute little puppy, you know, for your sister or another family member, we will not do that. What we will do in lieu of that, though, is you can purchase a gift certificate, because the last thing we want is for you to come down and pick out a present for someone, an animal, and take it to them, and it just isn't meshing with their personality. It
not
just
a good fit,
work
or
out.
Or Aunt Susan really, really meant it when she said she didn't want a dog.
Yeah. So a great way to get around that is you can purchase someone a gift certificate. You can give them a gift certificate, and then they can come down and actually pick out the animal that they personally want themselves. It's a great way. That way, when they pick out their animal, we know it won't be returned back to the shelter.
Yeah, because that's sad, and we don't want to take a dog out or a kitten or anybody that really isn't placed into a permanent home.
Because that's correct, and it's because it's really traumatic on them. A shelter environment is a scary place. It's like jail to the animals. And so when you take them out of that environment and say you take them home for a week and you have to bring them back to the shelter environment, they're just terrified all over again. So
well, because they feel like they're being punished and they're not exactly sure what they did wrong.
And so that's why we try to make sure that when we are placing animals, we're placing them into their forever homes. We understand that not every animal meshes with the people right away. And, you know, so we do get adoption returns, but we try our best to make sure that they all go into loving forever homes. Once they walk out our front door, unless they're coming to visit us, we don't want to see them again.
Well, and certainly Paul, he is looking for a forever home, and he's just going to make a great mix with some family, because he's just sitting here so nice and listening and he's going to make a good pet for
he
someone.
Is the one thing I forgot to mention about Paul is he is a very dominant dog. And when it comes to other dogs, he does do okay with other dogs. You just have to have a submissive dog. Paul is definitely the alpha dog. So if you have another dog that thinks that it's an alpha as well, Paul probably wouldn't do best in that home. If you have a little dog that's very submissive, Paul is great with those dogs.
Perfect. Okay, and once again, they can come down to the shelter or they can give you a call at
241-1653.
Thanks so much, Spencer, for bringing Paul in to visit this morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right, thank you. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
And good morning and welcome back, North State. This is Trish Clark, and I'm sitting in this morning for Carl and Linda, who are out on the road enjoying themselves. And I have one of my favorite people with me right now. I have Chief Michael Johnson from the Anderson Police Department. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Trish. Well, thank you. That's a nice introduction.
Well, I do. You are. I think you're just doing a grand job in the city of Anderson. We love having you for a police chief down there. And I like sharing with the audience here up the South County information. And the best part of the county, as far as I'm concerned, is down in Anderson.
Well, so, thank you. I happen to agree with you.
Absolutely. Well, of course, everybody knows I'm kind of an Andersonite person and have been. And you know, I think it's important that we let residents, because the people listening to this show certainly live all over Shasta County, not just in the city of Reading.
Absolutely, Trish. And you know what? I still take the same approach as I had shared with you early on. It's a county approach, a regional approach, not just Anderson, not just Reading, not just Shasta Lake. It's all of us, and it is a great county.
It is, and you know, we're really blessed here as citizens to have the organization and the cooperation between our law enforcement agencies that really make it work. We all have small budgets. We all have issues. We work better when we work together than when we try to fight each other.
Yes, that is very true. And it's working very well, I have to say. At the patrol level with the officers working with each other, on up the chain to the administration, we all get along very well, share resources, and hopefully are being effective in our county and keeping everybody safe.
So what's going on down in Anderson?
Well, like every place else in the county, unfortunately, it's that time of year. I say unfortunately because of crime doesn't rest during the holidays. It actually picks up during the holidays, and especially when we have a struggling economy and stress levels are high with families and people, and it creates problems, and so we have a lot to deal with. So that is happening, but on that note, I'd like to tell everybody, you know, every place I go, every venue I do, I give them crime messages and try to help educate people not to become a victim. And so really that's the voice of today's session with me and you is be aware. The biggest thing is be aware of your surroundings. If you feel that something is not right, it's probably true. Something's not right. Don't put yourself in those situations where you could potentially be a victim. Certainly don't leave your purses in your cars, ladies, in plain view, and men, your wallets and cell phones and laptops need to be also not in plain view. Don't give them the opportunity.
Well, and I sat, you know, again yesterday, I happened to shop, stop at one of the malls, and I watched a lady come out of the store, four, five, six bags in her hand, threw them in the front seat, and then walked off to another store, and I went, wow, you know, there's all kinds of people wandering around the parking lot. You just don't want to do that.
No.
You're just inviting. I mean, you've just told the thief, wow, I just bought several really nice items, Christmas gifts here. They're right here in the front seat of my car. Go get them because I'm leaving.
Exactly. And, you know, people look for that. The thieves look for that. They will be sitting in cars or in the brush somewhere watching for that. And that exact thing, you know, it only takes seconds to shatter your window, grab those bags, and be gone. And you'll be out that stuff. We'll come take a report. There won't be much leads to follow up on, and you'll be out the stuff you just spent your hard-earned money on.
And you know, you can't avoid it. You can't avoid everything,
right.
But you can certainly do those things like, you know, put it in the back, put it in the trunk.
Don't
keep them in your hands until you're going to move your car. So when you go to a new shopping center, everything's already stowed in the trunk. And once you just carry your bags with you, don't go back to the car and put them in like that.
Yeah. And you know, if you have to do that or you need to do that, and this is especially for, the females out there, when you're walking out to your car and you've got a hand, arms loaded with bags and stuff, you're really vulnerable at that point. So if you're by yourself, really pay attention to your surroundings. I mean, try to pause and wait for somebody else to be walking out and kind of walk in their proximity, so at least you provide yourself a little safety. And keep your eyes open what's around. If something's not looking right, turn right around and go back inside and, you know, find mall security or somebody to escort you to your car.
Absolutely. You know, I am – for years have been very aware, probably because I have spent a lot of time driving by myself and being in places by myself. I think you need to act like you know your surroundings.
Sure.
They can spot a victim. Yep. Be sure you carry your purse a little differently. I always park under a light. And I'll drive around until I can find a place that's very well lit. I try not to park way out at the edge of a parking lot this time of year.
That's great.
You know, you want to get as close to the store you can. And if you can't get yourself in a safe place, then don't park there. Go to another store.
You know, you bring up a good point that I also try to, teach or inform women about with carrying their purses, especially in malls. If you carry it on your shoulder, not in your hand or in your cart, that's one layer of protection. But also, if it's kind of with the flap, you turn the flap so it's on the inside, so it's against your body, so pickpockets can't just slip in your purse as they walk by. Because that happens a lot, and people don't think so, but it really happens a lot. So you have to be aware. Unfortunately, it's not that society anymore where you can leave your stuff unlocked and trust everybody openly. You have to protect yourself.
They're getting very brave. If you know, I listen to the news in the morning, and they're going in and stealing right out of the stores, and who are the kid that exchanged the diamond earrings, and they're very brave. You need to not be a victim, and I think it's important. I think it makes a difference. If you don't look like a victim, then they're going to pass you by. take the precautions, put, you know, hide the things in your car, be sure you're locked, be sure you're in an area where there's a lot of activity. Those are not the cars that they're going to go after.
That's correct.
So yeah. You can at least protect yourself to a certain extent.
Yep.
It's about 7:30, and so we're going to go to a break, and we come back. We want to talk a little bit about the Citizens Patrol and the things that we're doing in the city of Anderson to help us help ourselves.
Very good.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. And happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Erin Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Erin at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Redding or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
I'll just sit here and listen to the music. Good morning. This is Trish Clark, and we're visiting this morning with Anderson Police Chief Michael Johnson. And if you've got a question for the chief or something you'd like to know, give us a call at 605-4567. We've got some pretty progressive things going on now about trying to get the citizens of Anderson back involved with helping us help ourselves and protect ourselves. We can't have a police officer in every corner, and we're never going to have that. So you've got some things going, Mike. Talk about those.
Yeah, the Citizens Patrol, which I would call Volunteer Patrol now in Anderson, is doing very well. We've solicited for more applications and we've got some, so we have additional people joining that force. We are in the process of kind of restructuring that and getting a little more organized with that because we haven't quite had the influx of new people and, combined with some of the more experienced folks that are there. So we're getting that back on track, but that's going very well. The Neighborhood Watch, excuse me, I lost track there. That's going extremely well right now. We have a very dedicated officer to that, and she's out organizing neighborhood watches, and we're seeing people get more involved with that, and I'm personally going to some of those meetings as well and connecting with people. And our goal, Trish, is to get people involved and get people to take ownership within their own neighborhoods. And my philosophy with that is I don't want to just Band-Aid fix things. I'd like to long-term solution fix things and really take back our city little by little, piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're in the process of doing, and I think it's going extremely well.
We have one going in our neighborhood with a gentleman from the next block. He's setting up the phone trees, and so when something is going on in the neighborhood, he can make one phone call, and everybody else makes a phone call, and boom, everybody in the neighborhood is aware of it.
Yeah.
I'm real fortunate because I live in a nice neighborhood in Anderson that we've always kind of taken care of each other, and it's been good, but we've, over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, it's just changed a little bit, and we need to get back on top of it.
Yeah, 2 points you make there that are very good. One is, the nicer neighborhood or more affluent neighborhoods, and I tell people this all the time, thieves don't go hunting to steal stuff in the poor neighborhoods. They go to the good neighborhoods, so, because that's where the nice stuff is. So you should be aware of that, everybody out there, that if you are in a typically better protected or well-developed area and you feel a little more safe, that's good in one sense, but at the same, don't let your guard down, because that's where they're going to come cherry-picking and looking for stuff to steal. And then the other, Trish, was the phone tree thing. It's a great, great deterrent. The best thing that phone trees produce for neighborhoods is immediate response. So if, let's say, you see somebody suspicious walking in your neighborhood, it's 11 o'clock at night or whatever time it's dark, you make that first phone call, then the phone tree starts going out. If people will simply turn on their lights and look out their windows when that's going on, all of a sudden your whole neighborhood is lighting up. You have hundreds of eyes out there looking, and they'll usually move on, or we get called and we come right in and help. So those are great things. Another good thing that people are doing these days is the website. Neighborhoods are creating their own website.
Mm.
So they kind of have like a blog website where they set up access for only their neighborhood. They go into the site and they post stuff as it comes up. Like, hey, my car was burglarized last night. I saw a male and female on a bicycle about this time. That might be some information. And people add to it. And we've actually made two really good burglary cases from those websites so far.
Oh, what a good idea. I'll have to see what we're doing on that. I know that life has changed in the communities we live in. I've lived in my house since 1977. So, we went through a period of time where the garage was never closed. It was, and we didn't lock our house and came and went and absolutely nothing. Now, boy, I mean, that garage opens when I drive in and it closes right behind me.
I was just going to say, you're not allowed to leave it open anymore, Trish.
No, we just, you know, you live differently. You just, again, but I think and I had someone say the other day, well, I don't want to live that way. I don't want to live always thinking about protecting myself. And it, you know, it isn't. It's just being aware. I'm not afraid.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not
don't have
fearful.
To be paranoid. You don't have to be.
I just know that I need to be conscious of, right, of what's happening, and if something doesn't look right, like you indicated, it probably isn't.
That's correct. And people really, I can't stress that enough. You need to trust your instincts. That is the best fail-safe security system you have, is your instincts.
Okay, so beyond that, let's go and talk a little bit about we've got the parole issue and all of those people being dumped up in Shasta County, and they don't all come to Redding. So
they're spread out across the state, and we've got our share in Shasta County. So, yeah, they're in, you know, the rural areas. They're in Cottonwood. They're in Anderson. They're Palisadro. They're everywhere around the county, and they're wreaking havoc for us. So it's been challenging. We are doing very well in coming up with innovative ways to deal with them. Though we certainly don't have a handle on it. As far as completely fixed, but we are not as far behind the curve as we were initially. When I say we, it's Chief Paletti, Sheriff Pasenko, and I primarily, and the Highway Patrol that are sharing resources, probation as well. I don't mean to leave anybody out, because there's mm-hmm. a whole host of law enforcement folks that are part of trying to be the solution. But everybody's working hard together on it and trying to figure it out, and I think we're making some good progress with that.
Okay, we've got I know the board and I haven't been following it really closely, but they've come up with a plan to open up sometime in the future a minimum security facility again. That'll help some.
That'll help, yes, that'll help. There's a lot of, programs being put in place. That's one of the focus of the states with this is to allocate money for programs for rehabilitation for these folks. But, boy, unless you want me to get on my soapbox, we probably oughtn't get into that.
There's some, you know, part of the problem, I think, is this has taken a long time to create the mindset in our communities that we have that allows that many people to not care. And it's going to take a long time to turn it around. We're not going to solve it overnight.
No, we are not.
I always am reminded, gosh, 25 years ago, 26 years ago, when I first got involved in this, and I would walk through juvenile hall as an example. The population there were embarrassed to be there. They wouldn't meet your eyes. Gosh, if they knew you or you knew their parents, they were mortified.
Once upon a time, not anymore.
The last couple times I went through they'll spit in your eye or worse, and there's no shame.
You know, Trish, unfortunately that's kind of a cultural, generational, society type change in issues. And when I talked about the programs, and that's where the money's focused, or the state's trying to get everybody to focus on, it's not that I'm against programs. I'm just against the selection process and the idea that you can put everybody into a program and you're going to rehabilitate them and things are going to be birds and rainbows. It's just not the case. People that get help and are successful in those programs have to want it. And we have to select them right, the right people to go into those programs for that to be successful. There's a good portion of people that don't want it and don't care and are never going to change, or at least not ready to change. And those people need to be dealt with different. So I'm all still for enforcement. You know, that's my job too. But it's much needed in some cases, and some people are not candidates for that.
Yeah, I absolutely concur. I think one of the things that I lament the most is if I was going to put money towards rehabilitation, I'd love to have Crystal Creek back for the young kids when we had that operating. We turned a lot of lives around by being able to take those first time offenders, kids that I felt you really had a chance of making a difference, and teach them a trade. We had the chef school up there. We had a lot of real positive stuff going that I think we impacted some of them.
Oh, I think you have a much, much bigger success in rehabilitating and turning around people when the younger they are, especially when you get into the youth. I totally agree with you there.
Yeah, I think when we get up to a 35, 40-year-old guy that's been in and out of the system forever, rehabilitation is probably not high on his list.
You know, one of the most successful programs that I have kind of peripherally been involved in, I sit on the Youth Violence Prevention Council, and one of the programs they have there is a positive parenting program, and there's a triple P program, they call it. And when they're educating these parents and how to be parents and be more positive and actually be involved as a family unit and influence that children, that is what I'm seeing is producing the most results, hands down. There are actually people that you would never think before would respond to this and are making leaps and bounds, and that changes the kids and can break the cycle a little bit, if you will. And I see that as being a well worth program, or at least approach.
You know, I think so. And we all want to have a positive impact on the community, and we probably need to take a break. We're just having a great conversation here. and we probably also need to say a word from our sponsors. So let's just take a break and do that. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made it help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advance Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Sitting in this morning for Linda and Carl. And this portion of the show is brought to us by
Estate Granite. Estate Granite, owned by Mike. They do a wonderful time, a wonderful job with granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, and forever furniture. So give Mike a call at Estate Granite, and the number is 241-7866.
And they do a marvelous job. I was at Linda and Carl's house, and their granite is gorgeous, mm-hmm. and it looks lovely. It's a nice, homey feel that they do to your kitchens. Okay, so we're talking to Mike Johnson, and he's the chief of police of the city of Anderson, and we got a new officer down there.
We got a new officer. Yeah, you're referring to our canine officer.
I am a canine officer.
Yeah, he Arrow is his name, the dog's name. A German Shepherd, Belgian Malinois mix, and what a phenomenal dog. We, the community came together, as you know, Trish, through a couple of fundraisers, one through VWF and the other one, Melissa on the Roof, and we raised the money and purchased the dog and selected a new handler, got them all trained up, and they have certainly hit the ground running.
Oh, perfect. So they're on the street and working.
On the street and working the first night out, that dog and handler made a several $1,000 seizure with a whole bunch of drugs and took a couple felons to jail, and they haven't stopped since. They've just been going, going, going. It's great. And the dog has the best demeanor. He could come in here. He's just a lover around the right people and kids, and can flick the switch and go to work on command.
Oh, perfect.
Really nice. So thanks to the community, not just the Anderson community, but the Shasta County community, because there's plenty of folks that helped out on our fundraisers and donated money and time to make this happen, not just in the city, but outside of the city. So we're very grateful for all the support and help we got with that, and proud to have that dog and that handler on the street.
Perfect. Which officer ended up with the?
Officer Mike Halligan. And Mike has only been with Anderson PD a couple years at the most, maybe a year and a half. And he's an experienced officer that lateraled in from out of the area, and we're happy to have him. Happy to have them both.
Okay. So tell what else do you want to tell us about the police department down in Anderson and how things are going?
Well, we've got a couple openings, so we're looking to hire a couple brand-new officers. One, we should be starting probably mid-December, a female officer. We're happy to get her, and I'm not going to broadcast her name yet because I have a couple final notices and signatures to get. So then we should be starting another officer probably after the first of the year, probably about mid-January.
Okay, perfect.
And that's pretty good news. Some new faces and dedicated people. They're local people that are dedicated to the Shasta County community.
You know, I'm very prejudiced about the area I live in, and because Anderson is a smaller city and smaller not only just in population but in surface. We have very good response from our police department in Anderson. As most of you know, I run the Frontier Senior Center there in Anderson, and we have issues from time to time. We get undesirable people and we get some break-ins in the parking lot. Again, always want to remind everybody, you know, even when it's warm or what have you, you don't want to be leaving your car window down, because that's just an invitation for somebody to break in.
Well, remember I was there for that seniors meeting, and the gentleman, that came in and reported that his car had just been broken into. It was middle of the day. We were there. Remember, Trish? Mm-hmm,
yes,
and,
I do.
Sure enough, I went out there to take a look and take a report for him. And he had parked at the farthest back corner of the parking lot. It was hot, and so he parked under a shade tree next to the railroad tracks, left his car unlocked, and they had, I mean, within 10 minutes, they had, he'd walked in, and they had got in his car, rifled through all of his stuff, and took his change, and, you know, caused a little damage in the process. They didn't get away with much because he didn't have really anything in there, but it's a perfect example of if you present the opportunity, they're going to take it.
Well, that's exactly right. I caution them on a regular basis not to do that. But again, you can't stop everything bad from happening, but you can certainly take normal precautions and not make yourself a victim.
Exactly. And in this case, you know, he's lucky that that's all they did, because what we've got going on in this county is a really epidemic of vehicle theft, and not just breaking into cars and stealing stuff out of the cars. They're stealing the car.
Yes.
And we have a lot of that going on. And even if it's, they'll steal a car if, let's say, they're in Cottonwood, just to leave Cottonwood to come to Redding. And they'll ditch the car in Redding, and they'll do whatever they do here for a day or two, and they'll steal a car in Redding to drive back. That's what's going on. And when they steal your car, you don't get the same car back, ever. It's always been vandalized. It's been trashed. It's been, you know, they do dope in it, leave needles in it, all kinds of things that you don't want to have happen.
When we've got just a little bit of time left here, but one of the things that we had for a last couple of years is an issue with the marijuana growing. How's that going in Anderson?
Not a lot better.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break and give you a talk about that, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222- 1, 2, 3, 4.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It's KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Sitting in for Carl and Linda this morning, and we have a call on the phone. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Clark. How are you today?
I'm well, Jay, and yourself?
Doing well. You know, it was timely that you're talking about the vehicle thefts. We at Yellow Cab, we just had one of our drivers have his car stolen right from our parking lot just the other day. It's you know, I'm curious, you have the chief of Anderson, right?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't want to get the wrong title by accident. But chief, I'm curious, is some of this lawlessness due to the marijuana harvest and some of that stuff we're seeing right now?
Absolutely it is. I'm not going to say that it's primarily because of that, but there's definitely a contributing factor. When, especially around this time of year when it's just been harvest season in October for them, and they are having loads to transport and, you know, move around their product, vehicle theft becomes part of that operation.
I was curious about that because I've been seeing in my cab a lot of shady stuff going on lately that doesn't usually happen. I just figured it was probably attributed to the harvest.
It is. Things change during the harvest. There's no doubt about it. I just talked to the superintendent of Anderson School District yesterday, and he said that they had had no marijuana-related suspensions or issues with kids up until the end of October, which is the end of harvest season, and all of a sudden they've had 9 within the last couple of weeks.
Wow.
So, you know, it's across the board. It affects several aspects in our community. It's definitely part of the criminal element, and there's fallout from it. What kind of car was stolen out of the lot at the Yellow Cab?
It was a Crown Victoria. Unfortunately, it was recovered, but, you know, nonetheless, you know, it's quite the shock after the end of a shift to come back and find your car's not there. And it was parked in a public area with lights and everything.
Yeah, unfortunately, the guys that know what they're doing, it's a matter of a seconds or a minute for them to get in the car and actually get it going.
Yeah, it was, you know, he didn't even damage the car. He clearly knew what he was doing. Anyway,
and he did recover it? Jay, he did recover the car?
Yes, he did recover it. We were 2 days later. It was found abandoned.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah, he was quite happy because he was wondering how he was going to pay for a new car. So we were really happy that it worked out that way.
Okay, thanks for calling, Jay.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Same to you. So final thoughts, Mike?
Final thoughts. I'm going to go back to protecting yourself for the holidays and keeping your family safe and not becoming a victim. Be aware. Certainly be involved if you, again, trust your instincts. And don't hesitate to call the police, whatever jurisdiction you live in, whether that's the county and calling the sheriff's department or Anderson calling us or Redding and calling RPD. I got to tell you, there's a lot going on, and not always when you call are we able to come right away because calls are prioritized, and we go to in-progress things first and felonies and definitely public safety things, the immediate threats first. So we may not get there right away if it's a suspicious person, but we will, I'll speak for my department, we will get there eventually. So we still need to know one way or another.
Well, and we know that, and I, again, will say, I always give good kudos to the Anderson Police Department because I think, and a lot of that is because we do have a dedicated staff, but also proximity. We're close. It's a nice, safe community to live in.
Yep.
We appreciate all your efforts to keep it that way and maybe bring us back again. Again, it's up to us as individuals to help you out because there's not ever going to be enough money in the budget to make it, you know, a cop on every corner whenever you need them. So we all have to kind of help out and help ourselves. Thanks, Mike, for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for the community, and we appreciate everything you do too, Trish. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mike. And we're going to be back here after the news. Hopefully Congressman Doug LaMalfa is going to be calling in and sharing what's happening back in the Washington Zoo, and we'll see if we can shed any light on if there's any hope for the future from Washington, D.C. This is Trish Clark, and we'll be back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Unemployment has fallen to a five-year low after another month of solid hiring. Mesirow Financial Chief Economist Diane Swonk says even more telling may be the types of jobs being created.
We saw some nice gains in manufacturing jobs and construction jobs. Those are higher wage jobs. And what we've been seeing is the dominance of very low wage jobs in these numbers.
And the Labor Department says employers added 203,000 jobs overall in November. U.S. consumers increased their spending in October, even though their wages and salaries barely budged.
The Commerce Department says consumer spending went up 0.3%. Meanwhile, wages and salaries inched up 0.1% following a much stronger 1% increase in September. Overall income actually declined 0.1% following a 0.5% increase in September. However, September's gain was inflated by a legal settlement which boosted farm income, leading to a big decline in farm income in October.
That's Jeremy House reporting. There is a makeshift shrine of flowers and candles outside the old Soweto home of former South African President Nelson Mandela. Vice President Joe Biden commenting on Mandela's passing.
His courage was undeniable, and his loyalty to all the people of South Africa, was redeeming, not just for him, but for South Africa.
Mandela passed away yesterday at the age of 95. Emergency management spokesman Brandon Moore says icy conditions are reported throughout his state.
Across the state, particularly in West Arkansas near Fort Smith, we're seeing deteriorating conditions.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, crew worker Leon Kregel out on the roads keeping them clean and spoke to KTUL-TV about the icy conditions there.
Mostly hills. We're getting a lot of calls on some of the hills, so the areas that have a lot of hills.
And also icy conditions in parts of western Montana and parts of the upper Midwest. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 125 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The competition is growing intense among a dozen states vying to build Boeing's next-generation airliner.
They're rushing to impress Boeing with incentive packages that offer property, labor deals, and billions in tax breaks, all in hopes that the aerospace giant will choose them to assemble the new 777X jetliner. Boeing holds a commanding bargaining position in an economy where top-notch manufacturing jobs remain scarce.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. The worst tidal surge in 60 years is bringing many Britons a second day of flooding from a powerful storm with hurricane-force gusts that roared across northern Europe. Officials say exceptionally high tides could continue well into tomorrow. Accidents linked to that storm have killed at least 7 people across Europe over the past 2 days. Things have been surging on Wall Street thanks to a better-than-expected jobs report. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by just about 60 points. And this is SRN News. House Speaker John Boehner says Obamacare could lead to millions of dollars in taxpayer fraud.
That after a federal audit released this week said the IRS might not be able to verify those who claim subsidies. Boehner says the White House is relying on what he called the honor system and asking taxpayers to trust them.
Now, I don't know why any American would trust this government after all the broken promises they've already seen in Obamacare.
And Boehner, who says his health care premiums will double and his deductible will triple under Obamacare, says he considered not enrolling and paying a one-year penalty until he qualifies for Medicare next year.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. U.S. consumers increased their spending in October, even though their wages and salaries barely saw an increase. J.P. Morgan Chase says about 465,000 users of a prepaid cash card may have had their personal information hacked. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back, North State. This is Trish Clark from KCNR Radio 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Sitting in this morning for Carl and Linda. And we're just having a great time. It's 28 degrees in the studio, for heaven's sakes. And we're going to go to Susan Eastman at Wells Fargo Market.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages have remained positive after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 134 points at 15,956. The S&P 500 is positive 12 points at 1797. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 20 points at 4053. Active stocks on the big board, General Electric up 37 cents at 2682. Target positive 63 cents, trading at 6326. Pfizer up 11 cents at $31.36. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 37 cents at $27.60. North Valley Bank up 8 cents, trading at $18.99 per share. Bank of Commerce off a dime at $5.71. For commodities, gold is up a dollar at $1,233 per ounce. Silver positive 2 pennies at 19. Crude oil up 17 cents, trading at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. Brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Give them a call at 243-7561. We have a very volatile market going on out there, and we need good advice from good people, and certainly you can get that at the folks over at Wells Fargo Advisors. So we thank them. It is 28 degrees in our studio this morning. Snow possibly mixed with rain, mainly after 4 p.m. is the forecast. High near 43 degrees. Calm wind becoming south around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation today is 80%. Snow low around 27 tonight. South wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation this evening is 100%. So good chance we're going to get something, whether it's rain or snow. New snow accumulation up to 3 inches is possible. On Saturday, we're looking for mostly sunny, storm moving on, but a high near 43 and a low Saturday night of 19 degrees. Boy, I hope you're all wrapping your pipes and taking care to maybe keep some water running. It's a long, prolonged cold snap here, and that's when we get a lot of pipes busting all over Shasta County. So be sure you're taking care of that. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 3251 East Street in Anderson. You can reach them at 547-3943. Business is family owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts, and the gas they keep you warm. Our friends are warm friends, is what Shasta Gas Propane says. So we thank them for bringing us the weather. And we are joined now on the phone from the crazy place of Washington D.C. with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, Trish. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's cold here.
Well, I came in last night and I found out.
Oh, is that right? You're back.
actually seems colder here than in Washington.
Oh, so you're actually back on the West Coast?
Back on the farm, yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what's happening back there?
Well, you're probably following a lot of it here, but there's a lot of things still grinding along. We have, by the end of next week, to come to an agreement on a federal budget or some sort of an extension on it or what have you. And so they're grinding that out in the budget process. Paul Ryan is leading the charge for our side. He's been awful busy lately, been walking very quickly up and down the halls as a guy with that much responsibility would have to do with, you know, so he's, they're trying to hash it out with the Senate side. The House, we could pass a budget that we think is fiscally moving in the right direction, but we have to get Senate cooperation on that. And it seems they just want to keep the pattern of spending moving in the same direction where, you know, the gap between spending and income remains high. And that means that you're running a deficit, which means it adds to your national debt. So we don't want that to happen anymore. We want to start moving those lines together that over a period of time we can truly balance the budget at the same time as not hurting the things that we are trying to fund. So it's a delicate line, and obviously with the different philosophies back there, one very hard to negotiate.
You know, Doug, just for my information and other people's information, if you have ongoing negotiations back there, how do you physically make a vote if everything changes, if you're here and the vote has to take place back there?
Oh, we have to vote in person there.
So. Exactly. So are you going back before the end of the week, or you just don't think anything's going to happen?
Oh, no, we'll be right back, first part of next week for the full week. Hopefully, I mean, you know, the 13th is kind of the deadline for a lot of this.
Okay.
So this is just a weekend home here for like we normally do. But, so Paul's probably still in the back room with some of these guys and gals in the Senate today and hit it again Monday. So our normal recess was going through Thursday afternoon yesterday and then getting back home to the district to the various things we need to pay attention to here. So that's the normal pattern.
Okay, good. We're going to take a break, Doug, and we're going to come back. And I got several questions, and I'm sure that some of our listeners do. If you have a question for Congressman LaMalfa, please call at 605-4567, and we'll be right back.
Idea for you this holiday season, go to the Sleep Number store and get your AirFit pillow. Carl and I got our AirFit pillows a couple weeks ago, and let me tell you, along with our Sleep Number mattress, we are having the best night's sleep we've ever had. I'm at a 45, Carl's at a 35, and with the AirFit pillow, you can also change how your pillow is filled, which is great. With nights that you have, restless nights, or nights with the holiday pressure and the season, it's perfect to sleep a deeper sleep with Sleep Number.
Linda, for months now, you've been telling us all about the Sleep Number beds and the benefits they offer. Where in Reading can people go to find out more about the Sleep Number bed and find out what their Sleep Number is?
Well, you go into the Target Shopping Center and look to the left right next to the vitamin store. You're going to see the Sleep Number store. And right now, it's at a special 30% savings. And with their Love It or Exchange It program, you can't go wrong. Sleep Number, again, in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Their service department is second to none, and they take pride in treating people right. Your Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership, 223-2177, or go see them at 555 Cypress Avenue. It is still cold. It's 28 degrees, and we're talking this morning with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and he's kind of bringing us up to date on what's not happening back in Washington, D.C. How are you this morning, Doug?
I'm good, good again. One of the big focuses continues to be this healthcare situation. I'm not sure what to call it. The Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act are really not great names for what's going on with people having less choices on that. And, you know, we're hearing it from all over our area here in Northern California. And what real people are getting, the effects they're having on their choices, their options. And it's really making them mad because, you know, a lot of folks are reasonably happy with what they have, and it's just being taken away from them. So, for example, here in California, we're finding out that a lot of the doctors are just flat not going to take part in what is called Covered California, which is the option that you have to sign up with if you're a California resident. So what we're hearing is that about 7 out of 10 doctors are just saying no thank you, because California's version of this program, Medi-Cal, the reimbursement rates are so bad under it that they can't make a living.
Well, and you know, Doug, even before that, in anticipation of all this coming down in Shasta County, a lot of your specialists are refused to deal with Medicare. Trying to find a pulmonologist, a lot of the doctors that, as we age, we have a use for, they're not dealing with Medicare. They're just not going there.
The California reimbursements are lower than by quite a bit than the national average or the federal rate. And so they're not making a lot of money through Medicare anyway when you compare to California's reimbursements. And it's just going to get worse because the numbers don't work long term on this being a solvent federal program. I mean, I keep coming back to the VA, okay, where that's a more narrow group of citizens or veterans that try to get signed up and be part of a program after their service is over with, you know, whether they were overseas in a war or you know, serving in a non-war situation, that they're supposed to receive certain benefits. So, and the VA won't even process them. They give them the runaround for years at a time, and then they try to discount what their legitimate benefit would be. You know, they have maybe a partial disability from an injury on in their service, and they deserve that and are, by the promise that was made to them, supposed to get that. And it's, you know, indeed, these injuries make it harder for them to get employment post-service. That's something they're supposed to have.
Well, exactly. Doug,
the VA example, if we take this VA as an example, mm-hmm. how it's being affected just for the population of veterans, and we want to extrapolate that over to the entire population of having the federal government run the entire health care program or determine who's going to be in it or who's going to get what, we're on the road to disaster, which has been predicted for years before these deadlines have started hitting October 1 and the end of this year, as this program has kicked into place. Go ahead, Trish.
Well, exactly the point I was going to make. You know, I keep having people say, well, you know, everybody wants to criticize what the Democrats have done and what Obama has done, but the Republicans haven't come up with a plan for the government to do the health insurance. And my answer to them always is, no, and I hope they don't, because the government shouldn't be running our health care system. Certainly the Republicans have come up with fixes for some things that we needed to change in the current health care system. Providing health care, we had the best health care in the world. There were some glitches, and we could take care of those, but having the federal government be in control of it is absolutely not the answer.
You don't need to knock the whole building down just to remodel the one room that needs it, okay?
That's exactly right.
You have a really good healthcare system. Yeah, you have some parts that things evolve or devolve over time. And when you have problems with them, like, well, why don't we fix the area that's broken on it? We don't need to knock down the whole building.
Well, exactly. So, we have some long-term things that pre-existing conditions. We can handle that. We can set up a competitive system where you can buy insurance across state lines. That would help bring the competitiveness back to it.
You're just singing.
I mean,
singing
all of
music
those
to my ears on that, because we have Republicans. Well, I don't even want to talk about Republicans and Democrats. There's those of us that believe that a free market system, giving more choices, buying across state lines, but that type of thinking has been advanced over and over again, and we run into the agenda of, there's a lot of people that, of a particular political bent, they would rather have this be not just what we have now, but they've always wanted single-payer health care.
There you go.
It's complete government control and no free enterprise like that. All the doctors are going to work for the government, the whole thing. So, you know, that's not the American way, and that's not going to make for best choices or timely treatment, timely test, whatever you need.
Well,
go ahead.
I know I'm of the opinion, Doug, that this is working out exactly as he intended it to work out. It'll all fall apart, and he'll step in and say, okay, well, you know what we really have to do with this is a single-payer system. And I'll let you respond to that on the other side. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market. I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the end things?
End things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The end things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007-495-40, Bahamian Registry.
Savannah is trying her best to get me in a Christmas spirit this morning. This is Trish Clark, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. And we're having a conversation with our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Let's switch a little bit and go to the discussion about increasing the minimum wage again. What the world is that all about?
Well, it really distorts the market for the level of skill a worker may have with what the market is for the product that they produce or buy. You know, you're hearing all these protests out there on, fast food workers want $15 an hour.
Yeah.
Well, that could be done, but how long until that will greatly affect the price of the products being sold out of that store? And you're going to see that real people are going to go in there and they're going to see that a burger that they're used to paying for $2, $2.50, $3.50 is going to have to go up considerably, as labor is a very high portion of the cost of doing business in most things, including the restaurant business. Restaurant business is tough. That's why you see so many of them fail, that if you don't manage it perfectly, if you don't have the perfect location or a really good one, and your menu isn't hitting all the marks with what people want at the price they want, they won't come. And so if your $3 or $4 burger becomes I think one of them advertises the $6 burger. Well, it's going to start getting up there, and you're just going to instead say, well, why not just go to a restaurant and sit down? We're going to, have all the deluxe service and all that if I'm going to pay the deluxe prices for a fast food one. So they're going to price themselves out of the business, and I see people, those protesting that. So
more
as it is, the minimum wage is, being forced by law to creep up to, 9 and 10 pretty soon, and we'll see what that effect is there, because people will not pay over what they feel is a proportional amount when they go out for fast food. So it's kind of a bit misguided. That's part of this mentality these days.
And more importantly, as it impacts our local businesses and our nonprofits in the community, what it translates to in a lot of instances is somebody has to lose a job. You can only pay, the budget has so much money in it, and you can only pay what you can pay. If you're required to pay more for your employees, let's take organizations like Golden Umbrella and Shasta Senior Nutrition. Their budget's not going to change because the Congress and increases the minimum wage. What is going to happen is they're going to have less workers, so somebody's going to lose a job and be on unemployment. And that translates across the board in small businesses throughout the United States.
Well, the balloon has so much air in it. You're going to squeeze it here, it's going to pop over there. So it's going to be either less employees or higher costs for the customer or less sales. I mean, it all fits one way or the other. And so if you're going to have $15 an hour fast food workers, then you're probably going to see a considerable drop off in fast food sales, which then has the spiral effect of taking the employees with them anyhow.
Well, exactly. So you're paying $15 an hour for somebody that's not worth $15 an hour. That also then impacts the people who are working up in the organization. The minimum wage jobs used to be entry level. That's your first job. You come in, you learn the thing, and then you move up. We're taking that whole process away from private business and allowing them to pay a person what they're worth.
Well, the euphemism is, well, everybody needs a living wage. That's what the...
Well, not everybody can have a living wage.
Well, living wage is supposed to be based on your skill level, your education, and the dedication you put into a job that the those folks managing or employ you. So you're like, yeah, that person is really, you know, doing everything they take, everything they need to do to be a living wage type person. So everybody comes in entry level. People start in the mail room. People start, you know, sweeping the floor, things like that. And you demonstrate why you bring a value to that company. It's not an entitlement. It's not, you know, people think a job is a right. They think healthcare is a right. The rights are very basic in a free society, and that's life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and you have a right to what is already yours or what you've earned. Beyond that, everything else that's being called a right really has become from the force of statute, from the force of law, saying, yeah, we're going to mandate this, but anytime you have a mandate or a law can be changed, and that right that you thought was a right really isn't one. The ones that are truly that way are the ones that are laid down in the Constitution, or even more importantly above that, what are really kind of God's laws, natural law, that the people that framed the Constitution drew upon in order to try and form this union we have.
You know, and Doug, of course, you're singing the song of the conservative organization you represent up here in the North State. Unfortunately, it seems to me that more and more, even here in our community, the brainwashing that goes on a daily basis by the media explaining how, you know, this whole free enterprise system doesn't work and all the bad things that theoretically have happened, our whole system seems to be upside down.
It's no longer a free enterprise system because it's become a hybrid of government control, government regulation, whatever is left of the free enterprise system. So it's not working because the government mandates and regulation and them being the so-called silent partner in so much of it have broken that spirit of the free enterprise. So don't blame the free enterprise system. I mean, everything needs its checks and balances like that. So free enterprise needs to be governed a little bit so people honor their contracts and treat their labor right and do all those things that, you know, prevent or prosecute against fraud and things like that, okay? Because that's human nature.
Exactly. But we need to take a break, Doug. And so if you have questions for Congressman LaMalfa, things you'd like to address to him, please give us a call at 605-4567. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advance Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I want to make a brief announcement here. A reminder that tomorrow at 9:50 and at the in between the courthouse and the county administration building, there will be a Pearl Harbor Remembrance Observance. We've been doing this for years. We still are fortunate to have three Pearl Harbor survivors right here in our community. They will be here. Or be there at that ceremony tomorrow morning at 9:50 at the courthouse. You know, it's a great remembrance. On December 7, 1941, the Japanese launched the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor that claimed the lives of more than 2,400 Americans. We have three of those people that were involved in that whole thing. And you know, it's just a good thing to remember those things. Bring your kids down for this. It's a great observance. So everybody show up tomorrow morning at 9:50 down at the courthouse. And we do have a caller on the line, on line one. Dave, you have a question for Congressman LaMalfa?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call. And Congressman LaMalfa, welcome to the North State again.
Thank you. Good to be back.
My question is, why hasn't Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton been brought up on charges for lying to Congress? The evidence seems to be pretty blatant that they did. So I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you.
Doug?
Okay, thank you for that. This process is a long, grinding one here, and the only entity that seems to be really caring about it, other than the people that are following this, the American public, are the committees in the House that investigate this. And so, Darrell Issa's committee, Dave Camp's committee, the government oversight, and the Ways and Means, and a couple others that are investigating and trying to drag all this information out, put in front of the public. And they've been compiling that over time, but they have to build a case outside the legal system because the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, don't seem to care about doing this. They're actually part of the lawlessness we see happening with this administration. And it's just amazingly blatant to me here that it appears that an administration can control the Department of Justice, and they enforce the laws that they choose to. It's blowing my mind lately, and that's what I'm trying to learn how we're going to get a better handle on. It's like, what is the entity you go to when the people that are supposed to enforce the law? You know, you have the executive branch, which is the enforcement part of the three-legged stool. The legislative branch makes the laws, and the courts are supposed to interpret them. Well, we're going to have to haul them to court in order to get the ruling that says they're not doing their job, and that somehow a third party is going to have to be the prosecution against that. So that's why it's a very slow, arduous process, because they're basically, they wouldn't let the Benghazi people testify for months, and finally some of them have been put in as witnesses. So it's very frustrating to us that you have a lawlessness that is more blatant than in any other time by an executive branch. And we see at this California state level too, because the last two attorney generals have chosen to defend whatever they choose that's already the law on the land of the state of California. And Proposition 8 passed on defense, the marriage, traditional marriage, the attorney general just chose to ignore it. They didn't stand up for it. And so we lost because they have the issue of nobody has legal standing other than the attorney general or the governor of California, not all the people that put that forward. So there's a lawlessness right now that we have to get a handle on and say, how are we going to enforce the laws if those that are charged in the executive branch, whether it's our governor or our president, will not do that? And so that's why it's been so close or so slow. If we didn't have a majority in the House of Representatives that was following and pushing and having these investigations, I don't know there'd be an entity anywhere as part of the legal part of the government that would be doing the job. So I'm very thankful we have Darrell Issa and Dave Kemp and others that are pushing that as the chairman of these committees.
Well, thanks, Doug. And thanks, Dave, for your question. I can hear the frustration in your voice, and certainly, I know that the citizens in the North State and myself, I can't believe that I live under a constitution that nobody cares about enforcing. We have another call. We're going to go to the line and get, welcome Billy. Bob, you have a question for the congressman.
Yes. Good morning. Congressman, no one seems to comment on this dam removal in Siskiyou County on the Klamath River. And I was wondering what you're doing to pull the stupidity out of that that thought process that was a total sham in the first place, and what you can do about it. And I mean, do something to get that out of the consciousness of the feds. I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you, Billy.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. It's going to be a constant grind by the environmental movement always to do things like that. The dams represent commerce. They represent development in ways, and they represent usefulness for humans. And so, as the extreme portion of the environmental movement wants everything to go back to a swamp, to a valley, to having no human activity in it, you know, they're succeeding in cutting us off forest access and so many other aspects of the use of our resources, that this is one of many fronts that they use to revert control back to government controlling all the land, etc. So on this front, to bring it to a point, the most effective way we can do that is to stop the money from going in for dam removal. So I, as part of the federal system, will work to block any money that's going to go from the federal government into paying for dam removal. And on the state side, the water bond, has built into it $250 million to help fund dam removal as well from the state of California, from the taxpayers of California on those bonds, which is just an amazing, again, frustration for me. Like, why would the taxpayers, if you have a water bond that's going to be on the 2014 ballot, or maybe now 2016 if the state legislature delays it again, how do you call it a water bond when it's removing the type of infrastructure that helps add to water, add to the hydroelectric grid, or add to our flood control systems of our state? So, you know, by defeating that, or by getting that provision out, if they revise the bond in order to place it on the ballot later, those are areas we can do so to stop the removal of the dams. And beyond that, since they are privately owned, it does become up to them whether they want to do it all themselves. I think the people that own the dams ultimately would like to leave them in place and continue generating hydroelectric power if they didn't have the constant wolves at the door of people saying you need to tear them out, or you need to do this for fish passage, which the fish passage project would probably cost them $300 or $400 million, which is a lot of money to a private enterprise like that.
Yeah.
And so once they built all the fish ladder system in, there's still no guarantee that environmentalists will be satisfied, even though they might be tacitly approving them along the way, then saying, oh, they're in, but they're not good enough. And so we're going to continue suing you because it's the inconvenience of the fish. So
okay,
why are we stepping back, looking at the science of it, saying the fish don't even go up that river in the past before, except in the best possible conditions with the highest possible flows? There's many years where they don't, but we don't get to talk about that.
Well, and you're right. We just have to continue the fight and stop them in every way. And funding seems to be the best way that we can handle it. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Tom Crandall, youth pastor at Bethel Church. Do you know that you and I were uniquely created? That nobody will ever be like you? Even if you're a twin, your twin is nothing like you. You have your own fingerprint, your own DNA, and your own design. If you're like me, you've had different moments in your life where you feel compared to others, like you don't measure up, where you feel those feelings of inadequacy. And I want to bring you the truth today, that you are uniquely created just the way you are, that no matter what your background is or where you're coming from, that you have been designed and created for a specific purpose and a specific reason, to bring purpose and hope to other people as well as your own family and yourself. So I want to encourage you today to take a look in the mirror and thank God for who He's created you to be, because there's never going to be another you on this planet. This has been Tom Crandall, youth pastor at Bethel Church. Have a great day.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
I like that entrance. We have to keep strong in the North State. This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. They have an in-store deli, Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. The North State's nutrition experts. We all need to stay healthy so we can fight the good battle. We're just talking with Congressman LaMalfa, and one more thing I'd like to kind of just get your thoughts on is Boehner going to bring up this whole amnesty thing and try to do something in the next session with that?
He's not going to bring up the amnesty bill. Everybody's out there worried about that. I see it all over the internet. Oh, they're going to sell out. They're going to do amnesty. They're going to give away the store. That is not the case. We're going to work methodically through a set of immigration-related bills that were going to maintain the integrity of what I think Americans that are worried about sovereignty, about following the law and not rewarding bad behavior, would like us to do. So it's going to be more of one step at a time instead of this bill that's coming over from the Senate. He's said several times, we're not doing the Senate bill.
Perfect.
So don't worry about amnesty being the deal, because the Speaker doesn't want it. He never has wanted it. And those of us in the Republican Conference are saying no way to it either, because, you know, it's just flat wrong that people somehow believe they have an entitlement to the benefits of the privilege of becoming a citizen to this country.
Exactly. So, we always say, what is it you don't understand about illegal? What part of that word don't you understand?
What part of no don't you understand, right? That's, I think that was a country song. So it's really common sense. And we welcome people with open arms to immigrate the legal way. You know, it's happened decades ago the right way, and then just the last few years. And so when you have them out there protesting, they were protesting at the Christmas tree lighting a couple nights ago in front of the Capitol, where Mr. Boehner was one of the speakers at that event. They were out there yapping away on that. So, you know, that doesn't help your cause any either, where people would like to do the right thing and have immigrants come and be part of our country and our economy. But when you do that stuff, all it does is make people angry that are paying the bill for all this stuff and sets your cause back. But they believe they have an entitlement, too. That's being driven by what really is coming out of, like, well, the administration is one of the big entitlement driving forces in this country. So, Trish, let me wrap up with a previous thought on the health care. You were asking, like, well, what do the Republicans have? We do have plans. We do have ideas that always, for many years, that have been tried to be advanced. But the culture in Washington and even in the media is that we want single payer. We want government control. Whereas the free enterprise one is not as easy to sell because it requires self-responsibility. And so there's two key points that you can search on Google or on the Internet. So it's the Republican Study Committee is the group within the House that is working on a plan. So RSC, Republican Study Committee, is working on a plan called the American Healthcare Reform Act. So search that out and look through that, and you'll find that it is talking about the things that we were discussing earlier, and we've been talking about for a long time, is that more choices for more insurance plans across state lines, and instead of throwing away the whole health insurance system, it's going to address what are the needs. You have the people that are uninsured. You have the people that have pre-existing conditions. This is going to attack those two problems instead of throwing away the whole system in order to try and address the 15 million or so people that through different means aren't insurable or it doesn't pay to insure through the normal means. And so we will help them. Government will help them, which means the American public will help them. There's a compassion that when you talk to people out there, they're polled about it, that they'll say, yeah, we do want to help the poor. We do want to help the people that can't get insurance, but we don't want to throw away the whole system. Why do I have to give up my plan for my family that I've worked hard to put in place in order to help people that we can help with a good plan? Because
okay, Doug,
Pelosi and all those guys, they want to have a plan that takes over everything and have be single payer. So
we have to jump in and take one more small little break, and then we'll come up and wrap up.
I gotta run. I gotta get to employment, so I'm gonna say bye and thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas, Doug. Thank you for sharing your time with us.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we're gonna take a break, and then we'll be back with final thoughts.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868. Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you.
In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This has been Trish Clark this morning sitting in for Carl and Linda. They'll be back on Monday. We've been having a conversation with Congressman LaMalfa, and we now have another caller on the line. Let's go and talk with Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Yes, good morning, Trish. Glad to hear you back.
Thank you. I've been enjoying myself.
Yeah, you are. I got a question about, the cemetery, I guess, at Normandy in France?
Yes.
Anyhow, on one of the talk shows somewhere I was listening, somebody said that when Mr. Obama closed the veterans out and then closed the parks and stuff like that, the American side of the cemetery in France was closed, and the German side was still open. And I'm wondering, is that part of our park system? How could he, if that's true, how could he close that? And does our park system run that or something? So anyhow, that's my question.
Wow, and I wish you had called in while Congressman LaMalfa was here. Actually, I can speak from a little bit of authority, is that those are two separate cemeteries. They're not coexisting. The German cemetery is in a different location than the American cemetery. And I do know that there is an American presence there. They do the flag every morning and at night, so I would assume that perhaps it is run by the American government. Having said that, I don't know the answer to that question, whether in fact he did shut it down. It wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I know you've been over there, so that's why I was wondering if our park system ran that too or something. So.
Yeah, I do know that because we were there and were able to see the flag raising in the morning, and then the troops came out and lowered the flag in the evening. And so I do know that there is an American presence, and perhaps that was true. You know, that whole nonsense of things that got shut down, that was appalling.
Yes, it was.
I'm constantly amazed by the arrogance of this president that we have. I keep thinking he can't surprise me, and then by golly, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
I was curious because I know you've been over there. So anyhow, thank you very
much. All right.
Much.
Thank you. Well, we've had a lot of conversation today, and the last 2 days, I've enjoyed hosting the show while Carl and Linda are off. As I go through the community, I enjoy talking to all of you. If you have topics you'd like me to bring up, or if you'd like to be a guest when they're gone and I have that opportunity, let me know, and let's bring some interesting stuff to the North State. I want to again remind all of you, please show up tomorrow morning for the Pearl Harbor Remembrance. It's a special ceremony. We're so privileged to have the guys in the community still that have our 91-year-old Mel Fisher of Jones Valley, Art Winant, 92 of Reading, and Mike Sotok, 91 of Happy Valley. They show up for this ceremony. Show up and support them. You know, this is great community for our veterans. This time of year, there's all kinds of opportunities for us to be involved with them, and we just need to show up and do that. Lots of tree lighting ceremonies that, you know, it's... I'm trying really hard to get the Christmas spirit going here, and I'm going to get out this weekend, and there's things going on in all the communities. I think Shasta Lake has a tree lighting ceremony. Cottonwood on December 14th, it's up in Shingletown. They have a little Christmas tree out in Millville.
Do you have a Christmas tree?
Not yet. Not yet. I'm working on that. I have a wreath on my door and I have an Advent wreath. So I'm,
so it looks
I'm
like
started.
It's from the outside.
Yeah, we're getting started. But, yeah, Christmas starts too early and kind of puts me in a bad mood, Savannah, when they start, they start doing that in October.
Oh yeah.
And I go, come on, it's not time. But I guess it's time now. It's moving into
December. We do it in my home Black Friday. So the day Thanksgiving's done, when we still have that vacation time, we go and we get a tree and we decorate and then it's Christmas.
We always did it like 2 weeks before Christmas and then left the tree up through Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Through Thanksgiving. Through New Year's.
And I knew that's what you meant. I was like, wow.
Wow, that's a long tree. Well, once you get it up, for heaven's sakes. But, no, I haven't got, and I don't know whether I'll do a full tree or I'll do a little decorating. And I will get into the Christmas spirit. I like Christmas. I like the holidays and the cold weather helps facilitate that, I think.
It does.
And we get a little snow tonight. That'll be interesting. And I want to just tell everybody to please drive carefully and pay attention if we do have snow and rain. And let's all be here for Christmas and take care of each other. Thanks for listening for the last couple of days. And Carl and Linda will be back on Monday.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Millions in South Africa and around the world are mourning the passing of Nelson Mandela, whose body will lie in state in Pretoria from Wednesday to Sunday the 15th, when he'll be laid to rest.
We've lost a legend, and he'll forever be in our hearts.
One of the numerous mourners attending a vigil in Pretoria.
Just pay my last respect, even though it's something sad. I think for the whole country, the whole world, as it is, it's one of the saddest days.
President Obama is expected to attend Mandela's funeral. With 203,000 jobs added, the unemployment rate has fallen to 7%, the lowest level in 5 years.
We had good job gains in construction in November, and that's an indication of the recovery that we're seeing in the housing market. And then we had a very good month for manufacturing. Manufacturing jobs were up by 27,000. Those tend to be well-paying, so that's a positive.
PNC financial economist Gus Faucher.